Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Samad Gimel. We're learning Siman Beis. Kisharoi Ilonis Melav Levin. When he sees trees which are flowering, so the tree it's referring to fruit trees, and before the fruit develops, a flower develops, and eventually, the bulb inside of the fruit becomes inside of the flower becomes a fruit. So when he sees them in that first stage when they're flowering, there's a bracha that we say. Now the lashon of the Gemara is you say it in Nisan, because in general that was a time when things started to flower again. But it's lav dafka Nisan; it doesn't have to be dafka Nisan. It could be the month before; it could be sometime in Adar; it could be in Iyar, depending on where a person lives. So a person sees such a thing, he makes a bracha, mavorach bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shalachiser b'olamoy klum. The Hashem is not lacking anything in the world. The Russian created various different items, including these nice trees that would give benefit to man. The first time he's able to see these trees, so they already, it's already a fruit. It's not first flowering, it's already into a fruit, but the fruit is not edible yet. If the fruit reached the stage where that they're edible, so then the bracha is going to, you're making a bracha of, since we're talking about it's a new cycle, the correct bracha right now is Shechianu on the fruit, not this bracha anymore. So this bracha doesn't apply once the fruit reaches the stage where it's edible. But if the fruit is there prior to the stage that it's edible, so the bracha of the Shalashkisar Balamik Klum is still valid. Now, if the trees are barren during the winter and they start producing leaves, the bracha doesn't apply. If there's no, you know, well, let's say the person sees a tree and does not make a bracha on the first time he sees it. It goes back a second time and says, you know, I didn't make a bracha, I should say a bracha now. So the person can make a bracha on the second time. It doesn't apply dafka to the first time. The person can say a bracha on the second time that he sees this tree. Mr. Burr does differentiate in a case where it's already reached the stage that there's fruit there, that might be different. Is a person mechuyev to go to seek out fruit trees in order to say this bracha? The language of the Shulchan Aruch indicates that that's not so. A person is not mechuyev to go seek them out. It says when you see one, you make such a bracha. But a person is not mechuyev to travel to go to make such a bracha. There is an opinion which says that you should see, it's only on when you see more than one tree, because the language is plural ilonos. So if a person is trying to seek out to make the opportunity to make a bracha, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ilonos that he produces and the fruits which are going to be produced. So if a person wants to do that, of course, obviously a person can do so. It's better to seek out a scenario where there are more than one tree. But if a person happens upon a tree, single tree, a person should make the bracha, even though there's only one, because many poskim hold you make the bracha on one. But a person is seeking out the opportunity, it's better to seek out the opportunity when you have more than one tree. There is an opinion which discusses making this bracha on Shabbos, whether it's questionable you're making the bracha on Shabbos or not. Migudin, there's no problem with saying the bracha on Shabbos. There's two explanations why some poskim are hesitant with Shabbos. One is because of Hitzah, afraid that people do not know the bracha bal peh, and they might carry out something, so they discourage saying it on Shabbos. So there's a second opinion based on Kabbalah, that there's potentially a concern with saying it on Shabbos, but that except for people who are knowing their general alpi Kabbalah, that chashash doesn't apply. And the first chashash as well, so a person would see the item on Shabbos, the tree on Shabbos, and it's a place where person can carry, carry out a siddur, or he knows the bracha ba'al peh, he or she knows the bracha ba'al peh, a person can say it on Shabbos as well. Have a good day.